Welcome to Blue Tape Tips, your quick and practical guide to mastering the remodeling world. We are here to share bite-sized insights, strategies, and pro tips to help you tackle your projects with confidence. Whether you're on the production team, the design side, or somewhere in between, every Thursday, we'll cut through the noise and get straight to the essentials. So grab your blue tape and let's get to work.
Welcome back to the Why We Build podcast, Blue Tape Tips. We are exploring essential elements of building better businesses, better teams, and better projects. I'm Greg Wallach, and today we're talking core values. Why do core values matter, and how can you make sure they're more than just a word on the wall? Let's get into it. Let's start by defining what core values actually are. Now, core values are guiding principles that define who you are as a company. They're the backbone of your culture and the foundation for your decision-making. They guide how you operate, how you treat each other, and how you interact with clients and stakeholders. But here's the thing. Core values aren't just a marketing tool or something to check off a list. They're a set of beliefs that should run through every single aspect of your business. When they're authentic, clear, and lived out every day, they become the secret ingredient to building a strong, cohesive team and a trustworthy brand. So what happens when you don't have core values, or worse, when you have them but don't live by them? The answer is simple: chaos. Without a clear set of values to guide you, there's no consistency. Teams can become fractured, communication breaks down, and trust erodes. Think about it this way. If you don't know what you stand for, how can you expect your employees, clients, or partners to know? Companies that lack clear, lived-out core values often struggle with high turnover rates, disengaged employees, and a lack of direction. Now let's talk about how to craft core values that actually mean something. First, don't rush the process. You can't just slap together a few buzzwords and call it a day. To create meaningful core values, start by asking yourself and your team fundamental questions. What do we stand for? What behaviors do we want to see in our team every day? What makes us different from our competitors? It's also crucial to involve your team in this process. Ask for their input because they are the ones who live these values on a daily basis. When employees contribute to defining the core values, they're more likely to take ownership of them. Remember, your core values should be unique to your business. Avoid cliches and vague terms like innovation or excellence, unless you can define them in a way that's specific and relevant to your company. Instead, think about what makes your organization tick and what truly matters to you. All right, now you've got your core values defined. Now what? The most important step is to ensure that they're not just words on a page. Core values have to be lived out every single day. Start with the leadership team. If the leaders in your organizations aren't modeling the core values, no one else will. Leaders need to set the tone, demonstrate those values through their actions, and hold themselves accountable. But it doesn't stop there. Make sure your core values are woven into your hiring process, performance reviews, team meetings, and even how you handle conflict. For instance, if one of your core values is transparency, then that should be reflected in how you communicate with clients and handle setbacks. Celebrate and recognize when people demonstrate your core values. This reinforces that these values are important, and it encourages others to do the same. So how can you start making core values a part of your company culture? Here's a few quick tips. Define and communicate them clearly. Everyone in your organization should know what they are and why they matter. Lead by example. If you're the leader, live by these values and others will follow. Incorporate them into your processes. Use your core values as a basis for hiring, training, and evaluating performance. Celebrate them. Recognize and reward team members who exemplify your core values. Now let's wrap this up. Core values, not a feel-good exercise. They're a strategic tool that can guide your company's growth, unify your team, and build trust with clients. Define them, live them, and watch how they transform your business. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Blue Tape Tips. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who might benefit. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Why We Build Podcast, or email me, greg@remodelersadvantage.com. Until next time, stay true to your values and keep on building.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch the Why We Build Podcast on Mondays. We'll be back next Thursday with another Blue Tape Tip.